Welcome to the Future Print Podcast, celebrating print technology and the people behind it.
Well, hi there, and welcome to this week's Future Print Podcast. And I'm very pleased to have with me Elizabeth Bentley, who is Commercial Manager of Integration Technology. Elizabeth, or Lizzie, as we know you by.
Yes, hi Fraser. Please feel free to call me Lizzie.
Thank you very much. Great to speak to you. And I'm speaking to you because really there's lots of exciting things that have been going on at Integration Technology, and you've been very much part of that. And I want to hear a little bit more about the internal changes and also the sort of the big vision that you have as a business, relationship with IST. So there's lots there to discuss. Just to put us into a bit of context of who you are and what you do, just give us your intro to yourself, Lizzie.
So I am Lizzie Bentley. I have worked with Integration Technology since 2008. Mm. I left school and was lucky enough to get a job here at ITL. And I've been really, really blessed, I feel, that I joined a sort of small to medium-sized business, and I've been able to grow my business knowledge of so many different parts of this business. I've not just stuck to one area. So when I first joined, I was just sort of doing your basic office admin. But then I've had a chance to sort of work in the finance area, purchasing, operations. And then I fell into sales. And I really enjoyed it. I really, really enjoyed it. So I did a lot of sales administration. And I've sort of worked up the vine since then. It's just become a bit of a passion. I really, really love our sales team. They're a great bunch of people to work with.
It's not often that you hear that.
I know, but they are. They're such a fantastic group of guys and girls to work with. And I love being as they're all internationally based, I love being their support system here in the UK. Mm-hmm. I love that I can help them fight their battles here in the office and make sure we're providing the best support we can to our customers and our sales team.
That's nice to hear. Nice to hear. I want to pick you up on something, because this is a bit of an area that a lot of businesses are mentioning at the moment in our industry, but globally across marketplaces, that the issue of recruitment and retention of young people, and particularly females, into what is essentially quite a male dominated industry. So two things you in there that you started in 2008, so you've been there a decent amount of time. Let me ask you, what is it about the organization and that you particularly like and that has helped you stay there, because that's essentially what happens. A lot of young people move around, don't they? So tell us a bit about that.
I do. For me personally, it has been our senior management team, seeing the passion that they have, not just for UV, but for inkjet, for the different applications.
Yeah.
I think I was very fortunate. I joined the company sort of just as we were really starting to explore LED technology. Mm-hmm. And to see the passion that they have in the changing dynamics, applications that are going forward, it's great. There's just so much enthusiasm, so much belief.
Yeah.
And it's nice to be part of that. We're a very flexible company.
Yeah.
So on a personal level as
that
well.
Helps, doesn't it?
It really helps. They've been a great support for me and my family as I've grown.
Mm.
And again, a lot of things come down to people, the personalities. And for me, this is just the right fit.
Yeah. And I know that your family is really important to you, actually. You mentioned to me before, I think your father is in the motor racing industry, isn't he?
Yeah. So my dad previously worked in Formula One. He now works for Formula E and for Extreme E. But my brother also works for Formula One, and it is a great passion of mine. Very big passion.
Yeah, and I know that you guys, obviously based near Banbury, which is sort of very much in the centre of the UK, sort of Oxford area, that's obviously very near Silverstone. So that area has a lot of Formula One connection, doesn't it?
It does. We are surrounded by Formula One factories. You've got Mercedes, Aston Martin, Alpine. They're just Williams isn't too far either.
Yeah, definitely. So it's interesting, isn't it? And that just reminds us of the innovation that occurs in the UK, actually.
Manufacturing is undergoing a digital revolution. The FuturePrint Tech Digital Print for Manufacturing event will explore the exciting opportunities for inkjet technology in manufacturing industries. Join us at the Muller Centre in Cambridge on the 9th and 10th of November. For more information, visit futureprint.tech/events. That's FuturePrint Tech Digital Print for Manufacturing.
So obviously, let's just going on from what you were talking about earlier, there's integration technology as a business. Some people may know them, some people may not, but they may have heard of IST. So IST is obviously the German main company, and integration technology is kind of originally was a separate company and now kind of part of the IST family. Tell us a bit more about that. Explain that story to people so they understand it.
It's great. As you said, obviously, we've been partners now for a long time. I think it's coming up to about 11 years. But we're really getting to a point now where we're working closely together, as not only as a sales team, but engineering-wise, so that we can make sure that we can really develop and provide the customers whatever they need. As integration technology, we say we provide maybe LED components, which can be a complete system as well. And for the digital inkjet market, that strategy has worked very well and we've been very successful. With a lot of what IST do, industrial printing, you need a bit more. You need the next level of providing a complete solution. So it's been fantastic over the last few years working with them to help provide that solution for the customer. So it's been a great few years, and I think the next sort of 3 to 5 years especially will be really interesting, just to continue developing that relationship, developing the products that we have on our portfolio to ensure we really do have the UV solution, regardless of whether you just want to buy a UV lamp head or if you want a complete solution.
Definitely. And obviously, as last 2 or 3 years, you've been there a relatively long time, but 2 or 3 years, you've had a new managing director with Simon Roberts coming in, and obviously taking over from Adrian Lockwood, who'd been there a long time. So Simon's come in from the automotive market, changed a few things, certainly introduced a few new people, kind of built up his dream team, you know, got sort of Neil Stickland involved, who's experienced in marketing. You've got Holly Steedman, who's, you know, based out in Germany, but, you know, been in the industry for a long time. So you've kind of built up a really good team of people around. You've got operation now in the US. It's really growing, isn't it?
It is. We've been very fortunate. Simon came in, he took a bit of time to sort of learn the company, look at how we were doing things. And since then, he's really hit the ground running, introducing, as you say, these new personnels, new ways of moving forward. And it's brilliant to sort of see, especially for myself, you things that maybe you felt in the past should be that way. He's really brought it into how it should be moving forward, really growing the business. He's got such a clear vision of how he wants things to go. And it's great to be part of that team to help him accomplish that vision.
Yeah, sure. And if you were trying to sum up where the market's going at the moment, UV markets at the moment, you know, there's a lot of opportunity out there, isn't it? So what's happening?
Yeah, there's huge opportunity out there at the moment. It's interesting because our core market is the digital inkjet printing. And even in this market, it is still growing. As you mentioned, we have branched out and tried to solidify ourselves over in the US. And the main reason for this was because we just saw so much opportunity over there, particularly in digital printing. Although it's maybe something over here in Europe we feel hasn't necessarily peaked, but, you know, we're very strong.
Yeah.
So it's fantastic to be able to go over to the US and see those developments coming along now as well.
Mm-hmm. And the US at the moment maybe is perhaps a little bit more buoyant than the European market, because it just seems to be a sense of greater optimism there. Obviously, there's, you know, we've got some major challenges globally with markets in terms of supply chain, in terms of fuel crisis, in terms of inflation, all the things that we know. But the US seems to be perhaps a little bit stronger than us, and maybe there's, you know, opportunity there. They're still buying a lot, aren't they? Still, the technology's being evolved. So yeah, that seemed like a tactically a good move. You know, there was a time where the organization was maybe looking at places like Asia and South America, and now that's kind of reverted to let's go, you know, let's really harness what we know in Europe, what we've developed in Europe, and develop a marketplace in the US. That's my sense with you.
Yeah, exactly that. You know, like you said, we've got a lot of in-depth knowledge about digital printing and UV, and yeah, we're just harnessing that knowledge and putting it in North America and seeing what can come of that, because we feel it will be a strong area for us going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Lizzie, just to finish off, because we obviously wanted to talk to you because it's a nice fact that you've been promoted, and you know, as commercial manager now, your role has developed. I mentioned earlier this issue about women in the industry. How do you feel we can create a greater diversity in terms of the industry as a whole, the print industry, and you know, what's your thoughts on that?
For me, I think it's just about inclusion, making sure that, you know, we are including anyone, not just women especially, but all diversities within the industry, and giving everyone the equal opportunities. And
do you think that would help for the broadness of the business? Do you know what I mean? There's always a sense, isn't it, that we are a very technical industry.
Yes.
And that kind of, to open it up a little bit and to have people who maybe don't necessarily think technically. And when we talk about diversity, we're kind of, you know, not necessarily talking about sort of gender or colour. We're talking also about kind of issues like broadening it from not so scientific and engineering focused to broader, you know, sort of left brain, right brain thinkers.
No, definitely. I think that would be a very good opportunity for the industry. So, for example, myself, I've got no engineering history. I don't have an engineering degree or anything like that, but I have been very lucky. It's, you can learn these basics of engineering just through being part of the industry. And I think if we can inspire the right people, you don't have to have that engineering background. For me, it was going out, visiting customers, going to the exhibition, seeing these machines in life. It's very, very passionate. You know, you suddenly, you want to know more, you get excited. And I think for me, that's how you can do it.
Yeah.
You don't have, like you say, you don't have to have that engineering background.
Yeah.
You just need to spark that passion in people.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. So just on that thought about being out in the market, just so that people may know where you'll be in the next few months. Are you going to be at events in the next few months? What's your kind of rota plan?
Yeah,
anyone wants to say hi to you?
I am hoping to be at the Future Print event in November.
That'd be great.
So hopefully I'll make it along for at least one of those days.
Yeah, that'd be super.
And then I think next year we've signed up to InPrint, FESPA, Label Expo.
Oh, brilliant.
So I'm hoping to be at all those events. For me, I'm a very much a people person. I like to go out and see these things for myself. So
you are.
Fingers crossed.
So if anyone wants to meet Lizzie and say hi, she'll be at all those events in the next 12 months or so. So it's been good to speak to you. Thank you very much for giving us a little bit of your time. I really appreciate that. It's nice to just hear a slightly different story from someone in the industry who's been there, like, I can't believe it, 14 years. Have I got that right? 14 years.
I know. Yeah, a long time.
Long time. Lizzie, great to speak to you. Good to catch up, and hope to see you in a couple of weeks in Cambridge.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Fraser.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, you can subscribe now for more great audio content coming up. And visit futureprint.tech for the latest news, partner interviews, in-depth industry research, and to catch up on content from FuturePrint events. We'll see you next time on the FuturePrint podcast.